Wen Qing's Harem. Written by Niraj Sikhi. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Mo Dao Zu Shi, or The Untamed. In my defense, Wen Qing said, it seemed like a good idea at the time. Some people incorrectly saw her little brother as weak, innocent, even defenseless. Wen Qing knew that, underneath all that shyness and stutter, he had a judgy look that could make the world's most righteous man start reviewing his conduct for everything he'd ever done wrong. It had only gotten more extreme since he'd traveled back in time from a terrible future where apparently everyone they knew and loved, including some people he assured her she would love, she just didn't know them yet, was dead, and that he was trapped as some horrible living corpse abomination, and that he'd come back to make changes that would stop that from happening. She decided to help accelerate it a little. "I went away for 3 months," her little brother said. 3 months, Jia Jia! A lot can happen in 3 months. "Oh, yes," he said. "Tell me again how you ended up naming yourself Empress." "That's a joke." "Leader of the Wen sect?" "Listen, your arguments about why Wen Rohan had to go were very compelling. It's not my fault Wen Su and Wen Chao decided to escape the Nightless City to keep fighting instead of trying to fight me here." "And the harem?" "An accident." "It really was, too. You take in a few pretty girls as refugees, rescue a few from a dungeon, murder one sect leader, and suddenly everyone's calling you the Empress of Fire and talking like you have a harem." "Anyway, I'm not actually married to any of them," Wen Qing added, exerting herself to add dignity. "Some of them came on their own. It's a political thing. Jiang Yanli and Qin Su, for example, were both refugees from very nice, very proper sects. Luo Qingyang had tagged along with Qin Su. Little, probably not really blind A Qing had just showed up inside one day. And that was before Madame Yu and her two maids had stormed into the place, looking for her daughter at first and then refusing to leave once they'd found her."
"Uh-huh. And Wang Ling Jiao?"
"Surprisingly nice once you get her away from Wen Chao." She and Madame Yu had had a pretty epic catfight, though. Very one-sided. Eventually, Wen Qing intervened.
"Okay," Wen Ying said. "And the ghost?"
"No one knew the array would do that," she insisted. "Who leaves a mysterious spirit-summoning array like that lying around anyhow? And she's very nice, even if she won't share her name." Everyone suspected she was Alan, though. It was in the way she stood. Floated? Whatever. Wen Ying did not seem impressed with her answers. Well, tough. She wasn't really impressed with his boy toys either. Not the dark, handsome one with the smirk that waved at Mian Mian and made her squeal. Not the tall, sharp-faced purple one who'd run straight over to hug both Jiang Yanli, which anyone could understand, and also Madame Yu, which meant he was immortal and knew no fear. And not the white one with the pretty eyes and the slack jaw who was staring at their resident ghost and going,
"Mother?"
"Oh, huh," Wen Qing said. "Look at that. She is Alan."
"Jia Jia?"
"What?"
"That's not the important thing here."
"You have 3 boys, she said. "Why can't I have a harem? It's been a hard few years. I'm entitled to a little harem. As a treat."
"Jia Jia?"
The end.